Mike Tadubin, hello friends and greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Oh, beloved, we're glad that we can believe in and receive the Lord Jesus Christ, who alone can fill the hunger of the human spirit. He alone can satisfy the thirst of the human spirit, beloved. For in our spirit is where the Bible tells us that we are dead in trespasses and in sin. It's in our spirit that we need life eternal. It's in the spirit of man that man is hungry and searching and seeking to find something that will fill that emptiness, that will fill that loneliness, that will fill that vacuum that is within the human being. It's in our spirit, beloved, that Jesus says, if you will open the door, I will come in and will fellowship with you and sup with you, which means that I'll eat with you, I'll commune with you, and you with me. Oh, beloved, believe me, it's the most wonderful thing in all the world to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus, to be able to talk to Him wherever you go, whenever you can communicate with Him. For He sends His Spirit, His Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, Romans 8:9 tells us, the Spirit of Christ into our spirit when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we understand the fact that all have sinned and come short of measuring up to God's standard of righteousness, when we all understand the fact that when Adam died in his relationship with God, the whole human race died. And you say, well, how can that be? Well, let me illustrate it this way again. I've told you before, but perhaps some of you are new listeners and you've never heard this illustration. Let me illustrate it this way. Suppose your grandfather died when he was 2 days old. Where would you be? Well, you wouldn't be here, would you? Because you would have died in your grandfather. Your dad would not have ever lived, and thus you would not have ever lived. Your father would have died in your grandfather, and you would have died in your grandfather, and so neither one of you would be living today had your grandfather died when he was 2 days old. And so the same is true of Adam. All the way back to Adam, the human race all goes back to the first man that God created, whose name was Adam. And Adam, through his act of disobedience to God, doing what God told him not to do, sold the human race into sin. By one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men because all have sinned. Yes, beloved, that's why we need someone to deliver us from our sin. Someone who can liberate us from the control and the dominion of sin, which is destroying every human being that does not have deliverance and has not been liberated from sin and its control and its dominion. But, beloved, through the Lord Jesus Christ, that was why Jesus came. Jesus is God who clothed himself in human form and came to earth some 2,000 years ago to walk upon this earth as the lowliest of men and to give his life for you as a substitute for you and for me. 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us that God made Jesus to be sin for us, Jesus who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God through believing in Him and receiving and accepting Jesus Christ as our Savior. That's why Jesus came, beloved. He came to die. He came to die for you. He came to die for me. He came to die for every vile, wicked, evil, sinful thing that you or I would ever do. Yes, we're all guilty of having broken the law of God. In the book of Exodus in the Old Testament, 10 commandments were given to Israel many centuries ago to open man's eyes to what is right and what is wrong. And God tells us we're to have no other God before Him, that He is to be the only one that we worship and that we honor. But Satan, who hates God and is the enemy of God, has devised many false religions to lead people astray and to keep people from believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting Him as Savior. And there are many people who are very sincere in their religious belief, but, beloved, they are sincerely wrong. I remember a man who could not sleep. He got up in the middle of the night. He went to his medicine cabinet. He took out some pills that he thought were sleeping pills. He took a couple or three of them, and the next morning he was dead. He was sincere in thinking that he had gotten the right medication, but it did not keep him alive. He died nevertheless because he was sincerely wrong. And, beloved, there are so many people who even today may be listening to the sound of my voice who are sincere in the religious belief that you have. But, beloved, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're sincerely wrong. And you say, well, how can you be so egotistical to think that Christ is the only way to heaven? It's not what I think that matters, beloved, but it is what God said. And God made it very clear and plain when He said in the book of Acts, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. Jesus Himself said in John 14 and verse 6, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto God the Father which is in heaven but by me. Beloved, that's pretty narrow. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, narrow is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life. But broad is the road, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Did you know, beloved, that the majority of people in this world are on the road to destruction? The majority of people in the world today do not know the truth. They have not believed in the truth. They have not put their faith and trust in the truth, and thus they're lost. And they're headed for a Christless eternity, trusting in that which cannot save them and cannot set them free. If you have a New Testament and will turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 7, the first book in the New Testament, chapter 7, and verse 13 and 14, we read these words, enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Few there be that find it. Beloved, are you one of the few that have found the narrow way that leads to eternal life? That narrow way is the one way, and it is the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, beloved, Christ died for you. He loves you. And it's not by accident that you're listening to this radio broadcast today. It's because God loves you, and He's directed you to this radio broadcast because He wants you to open your heart to Him. He wants you to believe in Him, to accept Him as your Savior, and to be delivered from the control and bondage and dominion of sin, which is dooming and damning you to a Christless eternity and a real lake of fire called hell, that second death, the lake of fire. Oh, beloved, if you have a New Testament, go to the last book of the New Testament, the book of Revelation, chapter 21 and verse 8, almost the last chapter in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8, and here we read these words, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." That's that eternal place of suffering and torment. And if you look at chapter 20, and just a few verses before that, in verse 14 we read, verse 13, "And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them." Actually, that word translated hell is Hades. "Death and Hades delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Beloved, is your name written in the Lamb's book of life? It can be written there if you will open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you will cry out to Him, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." You can say words like, "I don't understand all about this, dear Lord, but I know that there's something inside me that's telling me this is the truth. And I want You to come into my life, Lord Jesus. I believe You died for my sin, that You were buried, that You arose from the grave. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come into my inner being, into my spirit. Forgive me for my sin, and make me pure and clean and holy and righteous within." For Jesus' sake, if you will pray a prayer like that, in your own words, God will hear it and will send His Spirit into your spirit. Till next time, goodbye.